So hello everyone, I'm Sadaya C with the Buddhist Center Online, and I'm here in Valencia in Suryavana Retreat Center, and I'm on the mainland Europe Young Buddhist Convention, but today I just happen to be having a conversation with Sudhaka, and Sudhaka is involved in Valencia, so maybe you could just tell me a bit about yourself, Sudhaka.
Okay, thank you very much. I was ordained in Gukiloka in 2001 by Surita. My name's Sudhaka, which means the happy sky dancer. I've been living in Valencia for now 11 years, and I've been involved with the Buddhist Center since I arrived. More the last 3 to 5 years, I've been more involved still, and my current role, we could say, in the Buddhist Center is Mitra Convener, but I'm also involved with the day-to-day running of the Buddhist Center. As is typical for an order member, you end up being involved in all sorts of different projects around the center, but I'm partly involved with the Retreat Center project, which is where we are now, Suryavana.
Great. So I know we've been really lucky to see you around with your young daughter Satya, who's 3 years old, perhaps the youngest young Buddhist here. So do you want to say a bit about Satya?
What I wanted to talk about today was really being a parent and the challenges of being a parent and a Buddhist and working in Giratna. So what I can say is so Satya's coming up to 3 years old now, and my wife wanted to give her a non-Christian name, partly to break with the strong Catholic tradition here in Spain. So we gave her the name Satya. She liked the sound of it. The main challenge for me has been wanting to carry on with my work in the Buddhist Center and wanting to carry on doing retreats, which is an interesting challenge as a parent, because obviously the first period of time with young kids is the necessity to be with them and take care of them. So part of my plan has been to facilitate some activities where kids can come along, families can come along. And life at home, trying to integrate that into the Buddhist Center work. One of the big benefits, perhaps, of working in the Buddhist Center is the flexibility around hours. And, you know, I don't have to clock in and clock out at the Buddhist Center. In some ways, the nature of the work in the Buddhist Center is very much... in some ways, it's all the time, right? So one's always in communication with people and dealing with emails or phone calls or meeting up with people. So that, in some ways, supports very well being a parent, yeah? Because I can work in the Buddhist Center when Satya's at school, or I can be working online when she's at home, for example.
And just as out of curiosity, how do you fit your meditation practice in, or has it evolved something a bit different?
No, it's evolved. It has evolved. So I've got into the habit of training myself to... It's not the ideal way to practice, but as soon as I wake up, before I even move out of the bed, I've just trained myself to get into my sadhana practice. And it's worked on the whole, It works perhaps because I'm supporting that practice with not daily sitting, but at least weekly formal sitting practice, which one of the best benefits of teaching in a Buddhist center, for example, is having to lead classes. So one is obliged to sit formally, and then... Fortunately, which is something I wanted to say, my partner, my wife, is very supportive of my Buddhist life. She's a Mitra in Giratna, and so it gives me some space to get on retreat as well with without the kids.
Great, super. I suppose over the weekend we've seen Satya come in and join us for some of the pujas, yourself and Satya. Yeah. She seems to really enjoy being involved in even the ritual side of things. How do you think for her growing up with two Buddhist parents is been and will be, and how do you think it will shape her development?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Yeah, I'm quite keen. Obviously, it's an interesting process. I'm learning myself what it is to be a parent, and there's so many different ways of doing it. And in some ways, it will be important for me not to oblige my daughter or my wife's son to become a Buddhist. But I would like them to partake in the atmosphere around the practices that we do. So it's interesting, even like Satya's older brother even does a little bit of meditation in his classes because the teacher brings it in. I guess with the pujas, like last night, you know, she was making an offering and doing the bows. I guess she just follows us, she's copying us. I'm not expecting her to be a Buddhist, but I would appreciate it if I remember years ago somebody talking about what would be important for Buddhist parents to show their kids. And I think it's something about taking responsibility, which is the basis of Buddhist ethics. So it's like actions have consequences, and that they take that on as part of their understanding of how the universe works. Knowing, and I guess this is the challenge when I think about it or project into the future, knowing that they're going to make all sorts of mistakes and get into all sorts of trouble. And, but you know, that's how we learn, I guess, making mistakes. Yeah. But I'm hoping that she'll see that actions have consequences. And I'm hoping too that the general friendly atmosphere, the emphasis of community, which is very obvious on an event like this, where we're sharing, doing things for each other, that she imbibes that spirit, if you like.
Yeah. And do you know many other parents who are in a similar situation to you, other people who are practicing spirituality, Buddhist parents?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's interesting because in some ways I've come to parenting late. And just the way that I am set up in Spain, here in Valencia, I don't have a lot to do with other Buddhist parents, but it's true that some of my good friends in the order are fathers, mothers. In fact, two of my very good friends are sort of down that line already, quite well down that line. And so there is a bit of sharing happening, but not on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
I think in my mind, what would be a sort of fantasy would be that families around the Buddhist Center could get together and share some of the caring. But we do that to a certain extent when we organize events here in Suryavana. It's an opportunity for parents with their kids to come together and share being parents. But, you know, I've thought, it would be interesting to set up an exchange group where you get together and just talk about being parents. But in a way, I'm busy enough with classes, so
sure.
I haven't wanted to add anything else in.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could say something a bit about the program that you've been running here then in Suryavana for parents.
It was going on way before I became a dad, and the Buddhist Center in Valencia, maybe like other centers around the world, we do a number of events during the year. I worked out that we do 4 or 5 events a year where, you know, we could call them family friendly. So like festival days, we celebrate Buddha Day here. We just celebrated Buddha Day here. Families can come. We do a big, what we call an encuentro, which is like a gathering, a Easter, kind of ironically, the Easter gathering, because it's a sort of national holiday, so we had a lot of kids around. We on those kind of events, we encourage each parent to take care of their kids, because obviously getting into childcare becomes more complicated. And then as an experiment, one of the ways I wanted to help to contribute to Suryavana, the retreat center, is to set up a family's retreat, which we're doing the second one this year, and we'll see how that goes. So the idea is we're in sort of ideal practice conditions, but with the possibility of having the kids around, with somebody taking care of the kids, at least for parts of the day, yeah. so the parents can go off and meditate. Because in some ways, you know, meditation and kids, they just don't go together. It's like, I've done enough events now to see that, especially if you've got more than two kids, they're just noisy. And of course, meditation is about being quiet. So you do need to create a certain sense of delineation, if you like, limits around how you set your practice up. So evidently, like, for example, with my partner, it's going to be, I take care of her kids, she goes off for a weekend to meditate, or vice versa.
And how did it go last year then, the first...
Last year went really well, I would say, went really well. We studied, we had a daily exploring of living with kindness, which felt like a very relevant text to being a parent and the challenges of being a parent. We had five or six families here, different age groups. This year we're going to orientate it to younger kids, 3 to 10. Basically, we're discovering once kids get over 10, they're not that interested in being with their parents so much. Sort of adolescents and pre-adolescents don't really want to be with their parents. So we're aiming at younger kids. And we managed to do every day several meditations. We did a puja where the kids could join in, which was fun, with mantras. And we did some study, as I said. We had separate workshops going on for the kids. And we even managed to do a few reportings in, which is a typical thing we do in Sri Ratna, where we actually got the kids to say how they were finding the retreat, which was very interesting, especially the older kids. Very revealing.
From that, I can imagine.
It's
great. It's great that they participated.
Yes. Thanks to... That was kind of quite an adventurous step, but thanks to Kema Vasini. I was co-leading the retreat with her. She said, yeah, let's just get everybody together and try it.
Oh, fantastic. And I know you mentioned that quite a few of the retreats that are here, the family ones, are for the local Sangha. So I just wanted to ask you first, would you have any advice for other people who might be in a situation in their local Sri Ratna group if they were thinking of doing something similar? What would be your advice?
Right, yeah. Well, depends on the kind of event. I think, obviously, if it's a more of a festival event, I think part of it's to do with... what my observation is it's partly getting used to and working how to bring kids in a way that everybody's happy. Yeah, because one of the things I'm conscious of as a parent is you don't want to be like imposing your kids on other people. I think that's an issue for any parent in any situation. Mm-hmm. So it's working out how to incorporate, say, kids into a puja. So we've successfully done that with, for example, last year they did a really amazing Monkey King theatre as part of the puja. It was quite amazing, actually. And obviously for a more meditation-oriented retreat, you'd need to make sure you've got people looking after the kids, you know, that are kind of as professional as you want them to be, really. And there's plenty of... In a place like Suryavana, there's just so many possibilities. We've got a forest, we've got a swimming pool, we've got grounds where you can run things. But what I'd encourage people to do is not to be afraid and to just try stuff out, and also make sure you're in dialogue with other practitioners and see if it can work together. You know, the other thing I realized is it's important. As part of our programming of Valencia, there's several points in the year where families can get involved, which I think is great, but it's also good to keep all the other stuff going, like the silent retreats and the men getting together, the women getting together, the young people getting together. All these different facets of our Sangha are all valuable. And yeah, for me, the challenge is, it is a challenge, and I can see it's probably a challenge for every parent. And it's an interesting one, is how to bring your Buddhist ideals, how to bring your Buddhist practice, how to bring in ethics into your everyday life. That is the base challenge, and family is a reality for many people, and that's what we're trying to do.
And I know there's an international family retreat happening at the end of the month in July.
Yes.
Would you like to say anything about that, or whether you're planning on making this an annual?
The idea is to, at least for the time being, I'd like to do it every year. This year I've invited a friend of mine from Brighton, Vidyadasa, to come to try and give it more of an international feel. He's British, his wife is actually Italian. There'll be myself and my partner, who's from here. And yeah, we'll see how it goes, really. It's, the way I see it, it's very much Suryavana as a resource for our Sangha. And it's a matter of giving it a go, really experimenting and seeing if we can improve each year. This year I wanted to explore the five Buddha mandala, which is a useful tool because it brings in Buddha qualities. It's very visual. It's connects with the imagination. So I'm thinking, well, this would be a way of bringing the kids into play with the colours and the and painting and the qualities, and maybe some sort of theatre around that. We'll see where we're about to launch into that.
Great, that's fantastic. So if someone was interested, if someone who's practicing in a family was interested, they just get in contact with Suryavana?
Yeah, or through get in contact with me at the Valencia Buddhist Centre, or get in contact with the Valencia Buddhist Centre. Well, we've put the a link onto Going on Retreat website, and I'm sure I'll say more and write more about it.